103.2 Dublin City FM. Friday, 3 p.m. Gardeners all over the world listening to The Sod Show with Peter Donegan. Ooh, 103.2 Dublin City FM. It is The Sod Show. Good afternoon, Peter.
Good afternoon, Brian Green. How are you, my man?
I am great. It was an absolutely brilliant week and looking forward to the weekend, everybody.
Fingers crossed it is going to be an absolute whopper.
On today's show, who have we got?
We have a gentleman by the name of Dave Green. Dave, are you on the line, my man?
Yes, I am. Yeah, hello.
Okay, so for those who are not aware, Dave, unlike me, Dave is a Birmingham City Football Club fan and he is actually on the way to a gig to do with them. We leave that there for the minute because you're talking to an Arsenal fan and we've got our own a barrel of woes, let's put it that way, depending on how you look at the Premier League table or not. Dave, for those who are not aware of you, how do I start this one? What's your job title, Dave?
Well, I'm the show manager for the RHS Hampton Court Palace Flower Show. So I spend all my year organising all of the garnering content to fill the show. It's the world's largest annual flower show, so it's a big job.
It's a very big job. We had Darren Jacques on the show a couple of weeks ago. He is due to build a garden, I believe, at the Hampton Court Flower Show this season. Well, obviously under your eye, your watchful eye.
Yeah, that's right. Really excited to be working with him. We've introduced a new garden category at the show this year called Water Gardens. And Darren's building a garden with a couple of pools in. One's like a dipping pool and the other's an ornamental pool. And it should be one of the highlights of the show, I think.
Wow.
Yeah, so really looking forward to it. I think it'll be something quite special.
Dave, you strike me as a quite a young man, and I know we spoke to Tom Hartfleet. Tom said he was 31 years of age and he was Chelsea Flower Show manager. What age are you, can I ask, Dave?
I'm a bit older than that. I'm 38, so getting on a bit compared to Tom.
Do you mind me saying this, Dave? But like, to be quite honest, us horticulturists or gardeners or people who work in the horticultural trade, we tend to get a little bit of a bad rap. And I know I am actually wearing a cardigan in the studio, but we get that kind of a bit of a thing. But man almighty, the Royal Horticultural Society really do employ the creme de la creme, the young, they've got a real up and coming next generation of, and 38 is still young in horticultural terms.
Yeah, well, I joined the RHS 6 years ago as a trainee. So I worked at Birmingham Botanical Gardens for a little while, and then I joined the RHS as a trainee and at the garden at Wisley. And I kind of, so inspired by horticulture, I want to get everyone else excited about it. So that's why I started in the shows. And I think there's a lot of young people or people of all ages who are interested in gardening and the outdoors and things like that. So I think it's getting more and more popular.
Okay, let's change this ever so slightly because we can't avoid not talking about Tom's baby, let's call it that for the minute, the Chelsea Flower Show. It is the one with the greatest of respect, Dave, that tends to, I guess, steal the limelight, if that's a fair way to call it that. But at the same token, while that might be the oldest or the greatest or the best, yours is the largest. Do you ring Tom up and heckle him? Do you do that kind of thing? Obviously, I'm only joking in brackets in this one, Dave.
Well, we all sit together. We're part of the same team, so I don't have to phone him up. I can just shout at him sitting on the other desk, which is quite nice. But we all work together, so we try to share ideas, and we all want all of the RHS shows to be as good as they can be for the visitors. So we really try to make them work as well as they can. I mean, Chelsea is over 100 years old, so it's kind of got that reputation that keeps it going all the time. But with some of the others, we have to work a bit harder, I think. And that the Hampton Court Show, it's 34 acres altogether, whereas Chelsea's just over 11 acres. And so it's a big old show to fill, but it's nice.
How long has Hampton Court been on the go, Dave? Apologies for cutting across you there.
Well, it is 25 years old. Last year it was. So it's a bit of a youngster compared to Chelsea.
Very much so.
The extra space, and because Hampton Court's kind of on the edge of London, the extra space and the setting, I think, kind of makes it a bit of a nicer day out. You can relax. The show's set around the Long Water, and at the back of the palace, the Long Water is like a long stretch of really straight water that runs down the centre of the ground. So you can sit out and have a picnic by that and enjoy the sunshine, you know, and dip into the to see all the gardens and come out of the crowds when you feel like you need a break.
What are the kind of numbers that we're talking? And again, for those who have been to Hampton Court, you know what an absolute showstopper it is. And we don't need to convince you that you should go back this year, in particular with this new category in. And to be quite frank, maybe over the last 5 years with dollar signs and economics and oil barrels and all that kind of malarkey that we don't mention on the Sod Show in mind, it probably wouldn't be the worst thing in the world. It would be quite exciting for this young buck to see water back in. What numbers are we talking? What's the stats that come through the door, if you don't mind me asking, Dave?
Well, the numbers for the show over the 6 days are really good. It's about 150,000 people over 6 days.
Wow.
So it's a similar number to Chelsea, really. But because we've got the extra space, it means it just feels a bit nicer, I think. So it's really popular. People love coming to the Hampton Court show. And even though she gets the limelight, you know, behind the scenes, everybody still likes coming out to the sort of countryside and having a nice day, thinking about gardening again.
Do you find, Dave, that people are maybe, so for those listening, let's say in Dublin, who are going to make the journey and they would have heard Tom on the show and they know that Chelsea's going to be a sellout, and that's absolutely fine. This is, as you rightly noted, all underneath the RHS umbrella, and it's genuinely all good. But do you find, from a personal perspective, as show manager, that you get to see maybe mom and dad from Dublin are going across and they decide to bring, I don't know, the three kids with them, where you might not, you might not necessarily do that should you be going to Chelsea? Is that a fair way to put it?
Yeah, I think it might be a good way to think about it. At the show this year, we're introducing on Saturday, we're introducing a family day where we're going to have a lot more family orientated activities. So we run a competition, a scarecrow competition with local schools. So you can come and see 40 scarecrows all dressed up in different outfits. This year there's a space theme. So it could be quite interesting to see some astronauts and maybe some aliens. And we're creating a 4.5 metre high rocket out of plants as well. And that will be there all week at the show. And as well as that, we're doing things like storytelling, face painting. I think there's going to be a puppet show as well. So all sorts of things. I think with Hampton Court as well, you can walk on a lot of the gardens and there's kind of a lot more interactive things to do. So I think with Chelsea, because it's kind of, there's so much money involved, it's a sort of stand and watch show. With Hampton Court, it's a bit more of a get involved kind of show, so it might be a bit more fun for a whole family to come down.
Dave, is that they in a sense both are inverted commas by right or by title, both of them are flower shows, but in a sense they are, I guess, also not really comparable. Is that a better way to put it?
Yeah, I think, I mean, they're both all about getting people excited about gardening, aren't they? And but I think they're both shows are doing it in slightly different ways. So, I mean, you could come along to both. Be one way of doing it. I guess it's expensive to come over from Dublin.
Well, but, listen, I know we've got people listening in the States, and I know we've got people listening in Australia and abroad. Tim Entwistle is over there in Melbourne, and I know he's a big fan of this show. Let's break this down on it. Something you just said, Dave, about getting excited about gardens. What excites you as show manager when, let's say, they turn around? I mean, you said a 4.5 metre tall rocket made of plants, and I just thought, God almighty, that is, it's probably not every boy man's dream, but in my head, it should be, if that makes sense to you. What excites you?
Well, I It's hard to pick something exactly, isn't it? I think I like being outside and helping the plants to grow and watching them develop. I think if you think about maybe like growing edible food, edible crops or something, from when you sow that seed to watch the seedling emerge and then see it grow and become a healthy, strong plant, develop the flowers, and then with the edible growing, you get the fruit or the vegetables at the end, and to know that you've been involved in helping all of that happen, it's better than anything else, isn't it? I think.
Oh, without question, my man. Without question, my man. Indeed. Were you always into the garden side of things, Dave?
I've always liked the outdoors, and I'm really active. I do a lot of sports, but at university, I did business studies, and so I ended up working in an IT job for a while, but I spent nearly all my spare time on my weekends camping and doing outdoor things, so I thought I'd try and get a job in that field, so I changed over, but I've always really loved the outdoors and being outside.
I've discussed it before on the show, Dave. Again, we're on the verge of heading into what is known as Sideshow Bingo to those who like to listen in. But, you know, a guy used to put compost on the handlebars of his grifter when he was 5, 6, 7 years of age. And that's obviously me. And the list goes on. Then to end up, I guess, building or creating or making gardens for a living. My fear, I guess, when I was 16 years of age, that going to college would have killed that that love, that graw, as we would call it in Ireland, that zest, that bit of something that attracted me or attracts you to anything, like over listening to a song, a love song, or falling in love. It's one of those things. But you kind of went and did the IT thing and did the changeover. Did that mean you had more years in college as, I guess, a little bit of a broke student?
Yeah, it's meant quite challenging times, I think. So I did a lot of training, and then I went back and did some more training in order to work at the botanical gardens. And so it takes a lot of effort to do that kind of thing. But I think when you feel like something inside is really what you want to do, then when you get that feeling, it drives you on, doesn't it? I think so. You don't mind.
No,
it's good to have a go, isn't it?
Dave, it's Brian, the non-gardener here.
I should also add listeners listening in, we have Dave Green and Brian Green. They're going to start their own radio show and drive off into the... No, it's not.
Yeah, I think we could get Green and gardening into a radio title. Tell me, I'm the non-gardener, so if I was to be pitching my budget to go to one show or the other...
That's slightly unfair, Brian.
No, and I was bringing children, okay, because that's in the package, okay. Where should I be thinking?
I'd tell you to come to Hampton Court on the Saturday. I think the family day on Saturday is new this year, and we've done so much work to create content for families and for children. I think it will blow your socks off, so that's what I would say. I think, you know, Chelsea has some amazing spectacles, but I think if you're coming with a family and with children, I spoke to a lot of families who came to the show last year, and we've used some of that feedback to really try to make sure the Saturday will be as good as it can be. So that's what my advice would be.
And have you got a package going on for families, a nice price package?
Under 16s come in for free, so each adult can bring in 2 under 16s for free.
Sorted.
So for a family, hopefully it makes it a bit more achievable.
No, absolutely. But obviously you would pick Hampton. Can you tell me? Can you tell me what would be there for the family if they were to go to Chelsea? Now you have to put the other hat on and be diplomatic.
I think. Chelsea has some of the best show gardens you'll see anywhere in the world. So I know this year Dermot Gavin's creating one with Harrods and a sort of an eclectic spectacular with moving parts and all sorts of things like that. So it'd be fantastic to see those kind of creations coming to life, the sorts of things you won't see anywhere else. And there's some amazing facilities at Chelsea if you want to have a 3-course meal in a really smart restaurant, drinking champagne all day.
Dave, don't big them up too much. They've already had their own radio show, my man. You're not supposed to do this. Let's change this entirely. We're going to get into trouble with Ed, and Ed knows people. He knows you. Okay, let's change this one slightly. I'm going to Hampton Court. It's the first time I've ever been there. I literally get off the plane. I walk straight in the gates. Top five things that I should go and do and see. You're my man. Tell me what to do.
Well, number one on your list is if you walk down the Thames and come in at the entrance by the Thames, you'll be walking straight near to the Butterfly Dome. So we're building a huge dome this year that we're going to fill with tropical butterflies. And there'll be lots of information about how to do wildlife gardening and encourage butterflies in your own garden. So that would be top of my list. I'd go straight in there and get some photos with some really bright blue butterflies flying around. I'd have a... Sorry, Dave.
I'm not being smart. I would pay. And what's your tickets to Hampton?
I think we're talking about £20 or £30 each, depending on what day you come.
Dave, I'd pay £40 just to go in and see the Butterfly Dome. That's like that's like a living Timotei advert. It's that's the kind of place where you'd ask a woman to marry you, get down on one, two knees. Okay, continue on with the next four.
Okay, so after that one, I'd probably go for a walk through the conceptual gardens. So the conceptual gardens are specific to Hampton Court, and they're gardens with more of an artistic sort of theme. So they don't really look like normal gardens. So you can see some really unusual things. We're going to have a garden called the Wormhole Garden, which is going to have a 6-metre-high glass pyramid in the middle of it, and it's going to have small holes that you can look into to see a kind of another universe. So after I've been to the tropics, I'll walk through the conceptual gardens and be transported to another world, I think. So that's number two. And then after that, I'd probably head over to the main show gardens and to see the water gardens as well. So that's where Darren's garden would be. And really marvel at some of the amazing creations. As well as Darren's garden, we're working with Crabtree and Evelyn are going to be creating a garden, a botanical infusions garden, where you can smell some of the plants that they use in some of their scented products. And our main sponsors, Viking Cruises, are creating another water garden themed on Scandinavia. It's going to have a little Scandinavian boat in and a Scandinavian hut. So I'd have a look inside there. So where are we up to? That's three, isn't it, so far?
Yeah, we call it three. We'll let you give us another one more, Dave. There's no problem. But we've two more to go then.
And so I think probably after all that excitement, I might go and grab an ice cream, I think, and sit by the long water and perhaps dip my feet in the long water and have a little bit of a break. So that would be my fourth thing to do. And then the fifth one would be to go and have a look at the front gardens, which are going to be with the RHS's main display, because the RHS is doing a campaign about trying to encourage people to green up their grey spaces.
For those listening to this in podcast, that is the Greening Grey Britain campaign. If you stick that into Google and put the RHS in, you'll come up with one of their web pages, or just at Sod Show on Twitter, and we'll send you on. We've got all their links. We've got Dave's Twitter account. We've got the whole lot. We'll give out his personal telephone number at the end. I'm joking.
We won't
at the end of the show. but Dave, on the Greening Grey Britain thing, when you say the front gardens, so we're holding you here just a little bit on number four, but when you say the front gardens for the Green and Grey Britain campaign, how big are those front gardens?
Well, we've tried to specify them so that they're not too far off what people might have. So they're 6 metres by 4 metres, so it's a 24 square metre space, which is quite small compared to a lot of the other gardens at the show.
Okay,
so we picked that size.
Just to cut across you, Dave, if you're listening to this on podcast and you're walking through Dublin City Centre, London, Aberdeen, over in Australia, it doesn't really matter. Take 6 paces, builders, large paces forward, just one leg stretch apart. Do 6 of them and go 4 across. That'll give you a rough size. Are there any smaller than that, Dave, or are they all 6 metres by 4 metres?
The front gardens, there's four of them, and they'll all be that size. So they're going to have been designed by competition winners. So hopefully they'll be the kind of gardens that people might be able to imagine having at home.
Okay. Just on the greening issue, a lot of people concrete in because it's a parking space and that's worth something to them. Is there any way that you can green up and still have a parking space?
Yeah, there's lots of options because there's lots of options for sort of permeable paving now. So the main problem with having a grey space for your car is that when it rains, you get a lot of runoff, and the runoff goes into the drains, and that contributes to the flooding. So anything you can do to make that surface a bit more permeable, there's a lot of permeable paving that you can buy, or you could just think about having gravel, perhaps with a bit of planting in it. The plants are really good at slowing the runoff of the water through the ground and helping it to infiltrate into the soil. So there's quite a few things. You can be quite creative with it, I think, if you put your mind to it.
And do people go and do that then? Or is it something they just seem to miss, that they don't have to tarmac or concrete it in?
Yeah, it's what the RHS's campaign is all about, trying to raise the awareness of that so that people realise that they don't just have to put the tarmac down and that's their only option. That there's lots of other ways of doing things and they can kind of be better for the environment and better for everyone else.
Dave, can I ask you, this is mildly personal, I say, but when your mom or your dad or your brother or sister or your brother who you're due to meet for the Birmingham City game that we're delaying you on, and thank you for that, apologies to your brother if he's listened to this, genuinely really sorry, but when people ask you what you do for a living, do the shoulders go back a little bit and you kind of get a little bit taller and you say, well, I'm show garden manager. Are you show garden manager? Let's just clarify this. Are you show manager or is it show garden manager?
It's show manager. Yeah.
Okay. So you turn around and you say, I'm show manager for a Hampton Court Palace flower show. What's the response? Have you got that big? Do you get quite proud when you say that? I would be.
Yeah, I am pleased. I think it's nice to be able to tell people that I do a job that's a bit different from what a lot of other people do. Because maybe there's quite a lot of people who spend full time in offices and things, but as soon as you say something like that, they're like, "Oh, wow!" And as soon as they hear about they know about the gardening connection, it really engages with people, and I think that's what I like most of all, really, because people seem to like to talk about the outdoors and the plants and nature and things, and that's what I really love. So it's great to get that sort of kind of response.
I have to say, when it's something that you love, but I think even more so, Dave, because you've been on the far side. I've only ever done one thing, which has been plants and horticulture and gardens and making gardens and on a slight side note, then talking about gardens with wonderful people like you. But you had done the IT thing and then switched across. But I guess at the end of it, to turn around and say, look, I am at the promised land. I am. You are. And to be quite fair, you are. I mean, as I said to the PR team with the RHS, you know, half of my library and some of my qualifications have your name at the end of it. There's no, you know, greater institution in the world than the Royal Horticultural Society at all. What's the next step, Dave? What's going to happen for maybe 2017 for those who maybe can't make this year's show?
We're already thinking about 2017. The shows take a lot of work to put together, so we're thinking about kind of redefining some of the areas of the showground to make themes stand out a bit more. We're working on bringing the butterflies back again. It's the first year we've had them this year, so we're hoping that if that works well, we're bringing them back again. And I'm talking to sponsors about creating more spectacular gardens than never before as well, so that work never stops. For the children's stuff, we at the show, we tie in the children's activities with the activities that go on in all the RHS gardens around the UK, and so there's already some thoughts in mind to do a sort of Jurassic theme for that kind of thing. So we're thinking dinosaurs for 2017, but we'll have to see how that develops.
I would love to. Oh my God, I now want your job, Dave. I genuinely want your job. I want to build 4.5 meter rocket ship. So I want to build a Jurassic. I want to see the butterfly. I just want to go and see it now, Dave. I know you as well. Just make it happen for me. Oh my God. Okay, look, if you want to get in touch, and all I can say to you is this: if you have never been to Hampton Court Palace Flower Show, we've said it before and I'll say it again, there are things you just have to do in life. It is at the top of the list. If you don't need to have kids to go to it, and let me just clarify that, I would go happily on my own. I would be the kid. That's not a joke. But you know, whether you love gardens, whether you've got a degree in horticulture or whether you don't, you just have to go to see and do this. Don't bring the kids. Give them to your auntie. She hasn't seen them in 32 years anyway, you know, or whatever. Or bring them with you as well and let them go loose. It's one of them. We'll have all of the information up on sodshow.com. At Sodshow on Twitter, if you are stuck and you're driving or you're walking in the park while you're listening to this in the future in podcast, and we'll give you all the links for the RHS and where to buy tickets.
Speaking of walking in the park, you've been walking during this whole interview, Dave.
I've just stood to the side a little bit away from the road, so there's not too much noise. So I'm just on my way to the football ground.
Yeah,
I hope none of the listeners will hold that against me.
No, we have your brother online too. Go ahead, John. No, I'm joking. No, we don't actually. Okay, listen, we won't delay you any further. But Dave Green, show manager for Hampton Court Palace Flower Show, thank you so much for your time, my man. It's been a real pleasure, and best of luck with the game this afternoon.
Thanks very much. It's great to talk to you guys as well. Thanks for giving me the time.
And fingers crossed we'll see you this summer. We look forward to it in the Butterfly Dome.
Great. Yeah, I'll see you in there.
Excellent. Thanks,
Dave. Thank you
very
much.
Pleasure, my man.
Bye-bye.
Right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
103.2 Dublin City FM. It is amazing what you can do with a couple of telephones and a radio studio.
Isn't that just the best job in the world, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Can you imagine sitting down and you're like, I've got a 5-year-old with curly hair who looks a bit like Bob Dylan, and you're colouring in, and she's going, and you're going, I think I'll put that in next year's show.
Way.
It's at that. But you've also got all the stuff that Darren does, and the people who we've had on the show, and the professional standard built gardens, Brian. I mean, it's what to be able to go and see, let's say, like Machiavellian style art, and then go and see, you know, Led Zeppelin playing on that other stage over there. Two of them in one room. It's just genius.
And if it's cold, get into the Butterfly Dome.
Have you ever had butterflies land on your hands?
Yes, in San Francisco last July.
Right, in Ireland. The climate, bear in mind where Hampton Court is. You go there, butterfly lands on your hand. Butterflies, Brian, butterflies.
At Sodshow on Twitter, info@sodshow.com during the week if you want to get in touch. And we're back next Friday at 3 p.m. Peter, it's been great. Thank you.
It's been a real pleasure. Thanks, Brian.
Talk
cheers
next week.
Bye-bye.